Gun for, are you at the beginning? Gun for Rogers.
Fuck, title.
Gun for Rogers, made on, taped on September 25th, 1971, starring Christian Daugherty, gets top billing, I'm sure, and Patrick Johnson. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, stand there, Bill. I'm going to get you now. I'm going... Wait, what are you doing? I... My mouth... Now I'm going to get you, Rogers. I'm going to kill you, Rogers. No, don't, Bill. You don't know what you're doing. No, Bill, no. Christian Daugherty, Patrick Johnson, in a Jason Rogers, Henry Cirelli presentation of Rogers with Tom Soter, Beatrice Apar, Freddie Hudson, John Williams, and Bill Dolenz as Father. Craig Hunter as the big guy. Executive producer, Patrick Johnson. Produced by John Apar. An ACD International presentation taped at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. Wardrobe of Patrick Johnson, designed by himself. Wardrobe of Jason Rogers, designed by Christian Daugherty. Directed by Clark Kent. Japan. Well, Father, how are you doing today?
Ready to finish?
Father, I heard that my dear friend and colleague Jason Rogers was, eliminated.
Yes, the members of the other side got rid of him.
Why, Father, why?
I do not know. That is your assignment, Henry. You must find out why Mr. Rogers, as a simple detective, was eliminated by the agents of the evil forces of Rector.
Rector killed my best friend, do you know that?
I did not know you were so close. I thought you only met on one case where Mr. Rogers solved one of the cyclists.
Yes, that's the first time we met, and I'll never forget it, but on to different things.
I must... Again after that?
I must find the murderer of
Jason Rogers. Stop with the jokes, Father.
All right, Henry. Now, I know your assignment. Now, you get to it.
Okay. I'll go to the Japan Royal Club. That's where he was last heard of.
Yes, Mr. Cirelli. What could I do for you?
Well, I'd just like to inquire about something. You'll notice I'm not as cool as I used to be.
Well, I wouldn't know, Mr. Cirelli. This is Japan. We notice many things here.
Well, on to better business. I hear that Jason Rogers was in your club.
Yes, he was, Mr. Cirelli.
I see. And you have a nice orchestra back there. When did you last see him?
At 12:30 last night, when we brought up his tea to him.
I see, and did he seem frightened or scared?
No, he didn't, Mr. Rogers was a very strange person.
I see. Mr. Rogers was my friend.
Well, all I can say, Mr. Cirelli, is that whatever happened to Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dear. Jeff, I'm sorry, dear. Well, goodbye.
My next assignment should be going to the Summa Theological Institute. Mr. Rogers, my dear friend, was last known to be seen there before he went on his boat ride down the river. Hello, Mr. Huntley.
Hello, Henry. It is a bit of a long time since I last saw you.
Mr. Huntley, I hear that you were the last one to see Mr. Rogers alive.
That's right. He came here to look around. He was investigating something. And,
how typical.
Yes, I know. It's the last time I saw him alive. It's so funny. Mr. Rogers was cracking some great jokes then.
We call it murder.
Well, I know. How do you know he was murdered? He might have eloped or something, you know.
I know. I know there's rumors about him. I know the young woman he's been going with. But we mustn't get into that now.
Have you know she was my wife? And that's... I hated him. Hated that bastard. Romancing my wife. Romancing my goddamn wife. I'll kill them both. It's too bad someone got the Rogers before me. That night I went to get him with my gun. To blow his head off. Bastard. I'd like to kill him. Kill him. But someone beat me to it. He was probably romancing someone else's wife, too. Little bastard.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad I heard that from you.
But I didn't kill him! You understand that, don't you? Someone beat me to it! Someone beat me to it! Some bastard beat me to it! I'd like to kill the bastard who beat me to it!
I have Police Lieutenant Li Fong with me. Mr. Fong, please take in custody this gentleman.
Yes, Mr. Rogers. No, wait a minute. I didn't do anything. Stay away from me. I didn't kill anyone.
Take him away. Take him away and burn him, Li Fong!
I didn't kill anyone!
I'm sorry. We have no room for failure.
No, I didn't kill
anyone. Why, you're a rector agent!
I'm not... All right, Cirelli, I am. And here's a gun and I'm going to kill you!
Sorry, old chap. I have a bulletproof vest. The bullets bounce off me.
No.
And hit you.
And now, Mr. Cirelli, you die too.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm a rector agent also.
Really? That's a funny way to put it, Mr. Levi, but I don't...
Li Fong, I know I've got you now. Now tell me. Tell me something.
Tell me, Li Fong. What's the whole plan? Why did you kill Mr. Rogers?
I must know!
I must know! I must know!
Tell me! Well, why, Jason! I'm sorry, Pat. Henry. Pat. Henry, Pat's your middle name, isn't it? It's good to see you again, Henry. It's good to see you, Jason. I was worried about you. Yes, well, I know you were worried about me, but I have to tell you something, Henry. I'm on the other side now. I don't understand. You dope, I'm on the other side. What's the plot, Jason? What's the plot? The plot is to blow up the whole world and then to get the top officials and take them to Mars. Take them to Mars. Don't you see, Henry? Henry, they're going to blow up the whole world. Billions of people will be killed. Trillions. Zillions of people will be killed!
Is that all?
Don't joke. It's not funny. Don't joke. Please don't joke!
Why, Jason, are you on their side?
Well, it was a matter of my resignation. I didn't want to be paid the filthy money the police department was offering me, and the big guy was just a bastard. I didn't like the way they were treating me, Henry! Don't you see? I didn't like the way they were treating me. All the different ways of doing it. I remember when I first walked down that hall! And I went down the hall! And I said, this won't happen to me. This is not going to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to kill that damn bastard. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. But you know, I didn't know what to do. Henry, I'm so tired. Oh, the pain. When I slammed my fist on the big guy's desk, he said, Rogers! Go to hell, you damn bastard. And I said to him, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to resign. That's why I joined the other side. It was like that. And now I'm going to tie you to a boat, Henry. Stop it, Jason, I can't move. Yes, my super tying gun. And now, the boat's gonna go down the river. And you're going to go with it. Down the waterfall, Jason. Jason Rogers, I'm going to push you down the waterfall, Henry. Too bad, Henry. I always liked you, but it was bad from the start. We never got along together. Don't you see? They've driven me crazy. I don't know what to do. All I know is that I'm going to kill you. Kill you now! You, Jason, you don't know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing. I'll start the boat off now. Yes, Henry. It's time to go. Time to go. Jason, you don't know what you're doing. Please. No, Jason. No! I'm sorry, Henry. It's the only way! It's the only way to kill you! To stop! To make the world blow up! I want the world to blow up now! I've changed my mind! I want you dead! Goodbye! Goodbye, Henry! No! Jason! No! No! Jason! No! I've got to get out of this. I can't go over the waterfall. I might have second thoughts about killing Henry.
Henry, come back.
Henry, come back! I must save you!
The waterfall! It's coming towards me! I can't do anything!
Look, Mabel, isn't that a man going to the waterfall?
Why, it's amazing! We've got to save him! Quick, Howard! Get your fishing rod!
All right.
Henry, come back!
Come back! Come back, Henry Sorelli!
I got the fishing rod, Mabel. Let's throw it out there.
Right, George!
I got the new fence, and they ripped! Oh, my God!
Thank you, dear old bogeys.
Think nothing of it, sir! What do you think you call a good American? You American, ain't you?
Are you all right, Henry? I'm sorry.
American.
I'm sorry, Henry. I didn't mean to do it to you. Oh, hello. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do it to you. I didn't mean to do it. It was just the way of the gods. The way of the gods. What god, Jason? What god? What god do you have in you, Jason Rogers? Is it the god of hate? Or is it the god of love? Jason, I think you are not capable of love. Jason, they brainwashed you. Hate, Jason. That's what happens. I'm sorry, honey. I'll try not to kill you again. It was only a mistake. I didn't mean it. I think I understand, but try not to do it again. Well, looks like you have many lives, don't you, Henry? You only live twice. I guess this is a time to part, isn't it, Henry? I guess it is. By the way, Jason, I heard you were running for president. Is this true? Doesn't look like it now, does it? Goodbye, Jason. Goodbye, Henry. Goodbye. Guy, can you give me the suicide pill?
Well, Jay, I'm still recovering from when you shot me.
Can you give me the suicide pill, please?
What do you want a suicide pill for, Jay? Jay?
I'm going to kill myself.
Why? Why do you want to kill yourself? Why do you want to kill yourself? Why?
He has forsaken me.
Who's forsaken you?
Everybody! Everybody in this world!
What's wrong with you? Recently, we've been having the most curious ups and downs. Your mood. One minute, you're very violent. Next minute, you're very depressed. And mood.
Yes, I am violent, aren't I, big guy?
Ever since you were shot the other day, you've been acting very strange, disappearing. Almost as if you've been shot. You've been different since then.
Yes, I have been violent. Yes, number one, I will do as commanded.
What are you talking about, Jay?
I don't know.
Two people are struggling within you, Jay.
Yes, Jason, don't do it. Jason, do it. Jason, don't do it. Jason, do it. Kill him. Kill him. Come. Come. Oh, the pain. Guy, it's time to go. You only die twice, big guy. Well, Marie, how are you today?
I'm fine, Henry. It's so nice being... standing out in the sun with you.
Excuse me, Mr. Sorelli. I'm from the Ministry Department of Japan. Oh, I see. What is it, orderly? Well, Mr. Sorelli, I was told to tell you that you must get married.
Married?
I don't understand. You see, no one must know of your existence, Mr. Sorelli. You must pose as an old fisherman on the Japanese ocean.
I see.
Oh, like my friend James Bond. Yes, Mr. Sorelli. Mr. Bond was here, let's see, I should say 4 years ago. 67, was it?
I see.
Well, I'll try to. I'll try to, but who will be my wife?
That will be told in the wedding. She looks like a fat pig.
Oh, no. Just like my friend Bond. It couldn't be happening again, could it?
You only do this movie twice, Mr. Sorelli.
Mr. Sorelli, the first woman will come up, but she's not your wife. Three of them will come up, but they're not going to be your wife. The last one will.
I see.
Hello, Mr. Sorelli.
Hello. Are you going to be my wife?
Sorry. Sayonara.
Ah, that must be our uncle.
Lord,
do you take this woman to be your wife, Mr. Sorelli? I do. I don't. I mean, I do. Do you take Mr. Sorelli to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do enough.
Say you don't. Say you don't.
I do, sweetie pie. Whoa.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Well, what's your name?
Chi Fu Men.
Chi Fu Men. Are you an agent of the ministry?
Of course.
Just like Bond. Well, we must go up to my room and drink sake, heated at 98.5.
Good night, Hedwig.
Good night, I'm going off to bed, get some sleep, you know. I have a sister who I have to visit in the morning.
How funny. Good night.
I now shall proceed to kill Mr. Sorelli by dropping the thread with poison on it. And then, goodbye, Mr. Sorelli.
Slide it down now. The wrong woman!
What's wrong? What's wrong, food man? What's wrong? What's wrong?
I've been poisoned. Well, Will.
What's wrong, Fu Man? A man up on the stairs.
I'm dying, Henry.
Li Fong, come over here immediately.
Li Fong, I must go and see where Number One's hideout is.
I mustn't let the world be destroyed. Too many people have died. My friend and colleague, Jason Rogers. Wait, here's a manuscript. It says, where the eagle flies, deep down below. I must go there immediately. Tell Jew
to send little Nelly over tomorrow.
Won't you?
Little Nelly certainly is a fine specimen!
Sure is. Sure is, Mr. O'Sorelli.
Well, why don't we now take it out for a ride, okay? Be seeing you, Jew. Be seeing you. Ah, certainly draws well. So well, in fact, that you can't even hear a boat running out, machine gun bullets, and the fire off any intruders, and it's a perfect calm. Well, be seeing you, Jew.
Be seeing you.
Yes, certainly is a great car to be in. That's a Chevy. Nice looking car. What's that? Behind me. Behind me. What's that? Mirror, tell me what it is.
Sorelli computer. Car coming up behind you.
I saw that computer. Stop giving me false information. My foot stands on the floorboard now. They're coming up close behind me. Machine gun bullets. Activate computer.
Mr. Zarelli, please say please.
Shut the hell up. Fire.
We must get Mr. Zarelli because we are evil.
Computer, activate bullet smoke screen.
Please say please.
Please, please! I tell you, Joe, we're losing the drone.
That'll get them.
Wait, another car's coming up behind me. Computer, what do I do in this case?
You die.
Shut the hell up.
What kind of computer are you anyway?
Activate helicopter. Hello, Jew! Have the helicopter ready.
Join me, Mr. Zarelli.
Something's picking us up! Something's picking us up, Harry! Harry, we're being dropped in the ocean!
How funny it is.
And now, to the volcano. Yes, I found out. But I must need more information. Where is deep down below, computer?
Volcano.
I always said that. Because of my brilliant deductions, I already surmised it was a volcano. And I suppose Jason Rogers is there too. He's on their side, you know.
Well, Mr. Rogers, have you your report?
Yes, I do, number one. Mr. Sorelli has been dealt with. I sent two men after him. He will die before the day is done.
Good. See that he's dead. I want to see the body of Mr. Sorelli. Is the rocket ship ready to blast off? When the rocket ship hits an altitude of 35 million feet, we will drop a bomb, which will immediately explode the Earth. With all our people and the top scientists we have in custody, the world won't stand a chance. I take it no one knows of this operation.
No, they don't, number one. Am I going, number one? Am I going?
I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers. You are not going.
Why not? I thought you said I was going. I'm going to get out of there. Wait, I see Henry up there. Henry, look out. Stop the rocket ship! Throw down one of your handmade bombs! Right, Jason?
What's happening? My rocket ship has been destroyed! You fool, Mr. Rogers!
You fool! You must die!
No, you mustn't! Henry killed me!
Don't worry, Jason. I sent the whole Japanese police. They'll arrest all the people in this place immediately. You're saved, Jason.
It's good that the jolt of the explosion knocked me out of my brainwashed state. They shot me with a dart gun when I had a fight with this fellow in this installation, and, well, I'm not brainwashed anymore, and I'm sorry for what I did to you.
It's all right. It happens to us all the time, Jason. Just remember, I can only live twice, you know.
Hey, Buffalo's release! Copyright 1971!